That paid dollar number two. That two lines on top. Tanya Rabban, we learn a very cryptic brayse. The brayse says, "Hareize gitter." The following is you get amenas shetenasi leploini. This is you get on the condition that you marry that person. Let's say you marry Reuven. Hareize leploini. She should not marry Reuven. You soon see why. But then the im nisas, if she did marry who? We're not sure if you're talking marry Reuven or marry somebody else. Loisaitse, she does not go out. My comma, what's pshat here in the braise? It's very cryptic. Omer Ab Nachman said, Hochi comma. This is how you learn the braise. Harezu loy tenose loy. If she said, if she was told that she must marry Reuven, she should not marry Reuven. Why not? Because we respect our women, and Shema Yomru, people are going to start speaking, saying, Nesheyen Noisim Matana, women are chattel. You can just pass them around, trust them around, you know, that she has no day of her own life, and it's not right. On the other hand, but if she married La'achet to another person, if she married a person, a stranger, Le'seite, she can stay married. Fedor, does it make sense? He gave her a get on the condition that she marry Shmedel. You don't like the fact that she said he said marry Shmedel? So don't marry Shmedel. But you have no right to marry anybody else. If you marry anybody else, it's not a valid get. If you're not a valid get, it's not Yetze. Sorry? The only one that she's allowed to marry is Shmedel. So if she married anybody else, no get. So this is a Tanai. The get is Mutez Chalad. It's a Tanai. She could. If after you marry Shmedel, he dies, marry anybody you want. So it's different than before, where he said you can never marry, you know, Shmedel ever. Which is either a Tanai or part of the get, whichever way it is. One opinion holds, everybody holds by Tanai you're allowed to. Another opinion holds that the Chachom holds by Tanai you're allowed to. It's only Rabbi Lezer who's against by Tanai.
In fact, the words...
Sorry, Rabbi Lezer holds you allowed to by Tanai. I'm against it, yeah.
The words Mutar B'chol Adam, that's even today.
Yeah, that's exactly what it says. Hare Abdul
Rabbi. Those words should not even be there. Full sure. Because the get is a get.
No, but you have to spell what you're doing.
You are allowed to...
You have to spell out what you're doing. You have to spell out.
No. You're getting... Cutting off relations, finish. Who am I to say you to marry somebody else? You can marry.
I can make any condition. No. The tailor says that in Matayusa, you have to say exactly, you have to spell out what the purpose of the get is. Right? It's a motif. You have to spell it out, which is Hadeb Nechalodim. Then you have separately a Tanai. You say it on the condition, blah. You're allowed to make any Tanai you want. Here, the Tanai was, I didn't say don't marry anybody else. I said you must marry Shmedel. But you're not allowed to marry anybody else. If you did, what do you mean, lo yiseitze? Because we don't like the idea that a woman should be chattel. Therefore, you're going to let her stay married to a man when she's a married woman still. She was never divorced unless she married Shmedel. This is how you read the braise. Harezu loy tenotzelo, you should not marry Shmedel, the guy that she said that he told her to marry. Koshema yuemru nesheim, noisim matana, people say that women are like chattel. But the im nisas loy, not if she marries a fremde, if she does marry Shmedel, loy seitze, then she can stay married to Shmedel. Even though we don't like it because it looks like women are chattel, but since she, halacha, she's allowed to marry Shmedel because she's a free woman. Because we're not going to say, because we don't like it, say don't stay married.
No.
Or stay stuck. Like in a minute. Amalei Rabbi says, Rabbi is mashma loy who deloy to nasei. So what are you telling me? You're telling me that she shouldn't marry him. Forget about Shmukashkin. You're just telling me that she should not marry him because you're making women appear like chattel. So right, you shouldn't marry him. But on the other hand, could she marry anybody else? No. So what's the story? Anybody else, she has to fulfill it tonight. So what she supposed to do? If you're going to say no, she can marry anybody she wants. She can marry anybody she wants. The tonight was that she has to marry Shmedel. But when? This ain't marry only Shmedel. You have to marry Shmedel. So she can marry Reuven, then Shimon, then Levi, then Yehuda, and then 50 years later she'll marry Shmedel and she'll still fulfill the tonight. Then she exactly. Then if she didn't marry Shmedel, then all the children are mamzelim. She can marry anybody he wants today. Umi get divorced. Lemocha tomorrow. Umi kaima letanoi. And then fulfill the tanai. Ula hagde pligle Rabbi Yehuda kamadamile. And you compare it to the one who argued, Rabbi Yehuda, that hold that we trust that she will fulfill the tanai. What's the case that we had in the Dorim? Didn't we learn? Koinim einai bishanim. I will not. There's an issa for me to sleep today. Im ish lemocha. The tanai is, if I sleep tomorrow, I won't sleep today. So the question is, can she sleep today and rest assured that tomorrow she'll keep it tonight, or he will keep it tonight or not? So Rabbi Yehuda says, Al Yishanayim, we don't trust that you'll fulfill tonight. Don't sleep today. Shema Yoshal Mochi might sleep tomorrow. But Rabbi Nachman says, Yishanayim, you can sleep today. So Rabbi Nachman holds that we trust that you will fulfill it tonight. So here also, we're going to allow her to marry anybody else that she wants, and we trust that one day she is going to fulfill it tonight. How can you compare by the case of Tanai sleeping here? Hossam over there, in the case of sleeping, bidi day, kaimuts up to the guy who made the nether. What's the shling? You shouldn't foresee the next day. The boy, if he wants to, mavris nafshe bisilu, so he can poke himself all the time with little pointy sticks. But like, no, he won't go to sleep. So therefore, it's in your control. That's why we trust you. It's up to her whether she gets divorced or not. So l'chayda, how can we allow her to marry anybody else? Maybe the guy won't divorce her. Ella, what are we right? She's stuck. She can never get married. Loy, we don't let her marry Reuven. We don't want her to be treated like chattel. About the husband can decide who she marries. To another person she shouldn't marry. The boy she has to fulfill it tonight. What happens? She doesn't. The children are zedim. But the im nisas loy. But the evidence if she married Reuven loy seite. Because if shum gzeder loy mavkinen, we don't force her to go out. But if she marries anybody else, teite. The boy lekiyum letanoi. Tough case, yeah.
She made the tanai about Shmerel, and
yeah,
she goes to marry
Ruvain,
and she still will plan on marrying
Shmerel. How? But how can she control it? That's what we're asking. Yeah.
But in the meantime, her first husband dies.
Yeah, she doesn't make a difference. Doesn't change as long as she's alive. She's stuck.
Like she's can the first guys get
yeah, but she married a man while she was a married woman. What does she gain?
No. But I'm saying, what?
If she didn't marry anybody, and then and he dies, he's not mother. Don't fulfill it, so not get the money. Yeah, but she's
married someone else.
But if she's not mother, what does she gain? She'll have children, mum's aid. That means you were married till the
boy. I'm saying that she had the right to choose between
of course.
Marrying someone.
No, she doesn't, because her children will be mum's aid. There's no right.
She can't rely on the get which she received.
She could rely on the get, but she doesn't have to fulfill the condition.
Right, so even though that technically she's now also...
Yeah, because it's retrospective.
Yeah, I'm saying she can rely on the retrospective get, even though her husband's now...
Yeah, Tate, there's a very interesting case here.
Goes back to the time. It limits her that even if he dies, if she didn't fulfill that condition, now he's no longer dead, but you go back to the time that he gave it, and therefore she can fulfill that condition, she will never divorce this guy.
I was trying to understand whether this condition which he made is only valid while he's still alive.
Tate has a question, and this is very interesting, Machlekes. Tate has a question that L'chayda, she does have control to get divorced, Tate says, because she can say, Moyisalai, the Kaifinale. Tate holds here that a woman, even in the olden days, before Chayin of Negation, can force her husband to divorce her. If she says, Mois, I can't live with this guy, if I find him repugnant. Then he says that Rashi and Abayin Tam disagree. Rashi and Abayin Tam hold that if she says, Mois, a lie, there's there's no way that a woman can force her husband to ever divorce her. But Tesis here holds that a woman can, which is an interesting machlek, and where's it buried in Gittin the Pedal? Whether a woman can force in hand. They got a Bezdin. What kind of beating? Bezdin has. They don't have to beat people. They could, but they don't have to. Bezdin is very powerful. Bezdin is very. So Bezdin will force them. They have ways. What's different now? But the fact is that she could. The situation is in her control. She can say, Moi is a lie.
I mean, the only thing doesn't confuse him at the end is to say that
Tase has a better question, according to everybody. Since she's a married woman, because she's allowed to marry Reuben, and she's living now with Yankel, that in itself is enough reason for Bezin to force him to divorce her. You're living with a married woman. What are you doing? Because she has no get for you. So what's the problem here? The second guy who married her. So we're saying that she has no control to fulfill it tonight. She'll go to Bezin and tell the Bezin, hey, I'm a married woman because my get is not valid to go to Reuben. So Bezin will go to this guy and say, you better divorce her. She's a married woman.
What, the second guy?
The second guy. So, she, so it's under control.
Yeah, but she's always still stuck to the first guy in one way.
That isn't the point. He said the point is that she's not allowed to, that we say you're not allowed to marry anybody else. Because it's not in control to get divorced. So Tase says, it is in control. One day she'll wake up, you'll go to Bezin, you know, 3 years ago I married this guy. I want you to know I'm really a married woman. And she'll prove it to them and they'll go and they'll force the guy out. So Tase says, you know what the problem is, according to this class question? The problem is not that she cannot force her husband to get divorced, so she could. But she can never force Reuben to marry her.
Yeah, but that's always the question.
No, but now that she married...
You can never force the second guy, the conditioned guy, to marry you.
Now that she married, no, but now that she married the second guy and she had children, so if she goes, if she marries Reuben, then Lemafreya, she was divorced, so she was her children were okay. But the problem is the mitzvah part, not the geirushin part. The mitzvah part is the problem. Anyway, interesting. Let's go back to. Okay, we'll start doing Rashi now. Sometimes this is Gemara Vayitim. Tanya, first of all, Tanya was a Rava. We learned the Brayse exactly what Rava said. Now, what? Harezu loy to nosegli, she should not get married to anybody. It said, what Rachmanis no? Loy loy v'loy la'acha. Not to the guy that she designated.
Just the same way that she's going to base him to force her second husband to rid of him.
But he can't force a guy to marry.
He
did nothing wrong. Why you because I'm shielded because he did nothing wrong. Oh, yeah, he's married to her. He is. He's the one who's married to her.
Third guy. She had an encumbrance.
You should have done due diligence. You should have done due diligence.
That you can
marry
everybody except for, right?
Chutz.
So what
do we do
this?
Rabbi Lezer
says it's a good get,
and
she's always stuck not
to
being able to marry.
Yeah. Yitov v'yachzav yitnenu lo.
Oh, so in other words, you're telling
her
you get the
yeah, exactly. You could, but the husband is not around anymore. You can't find him. Otherwise, what's the big deal?
So it's the same thing with
Rabbi Lezer. Yeah, but in so many cases, what do we do now? Right now, till we, if you refuse to give a get, what is her situation? Tanya goes to the Rabbah. How did you look to know? Say, loy, 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 lach, and marry anybody. Be nisas, loy, loy, teitzi, lach, and teitzi stuck. Look, I'm going to invite you. Learn. If a guy makes a condition, how does he get to Hamanash? Tali liriki. Here's a getting condition. You can fly to the heaven. Amanash, teitzi him. Here's a condition. You go to the corner, the center of the earth. Amanash, tivli, kana shadal dam. You swallow a stick that's 4 hours long. Exactly. So see, Amanash to be the economy. I want you to bring me a stick that's 100 amas long. Amanash to Abri say I'm a god, but like I want you to cross the Great Sea, Mediterranean, or the Atlantic by foot. Ain't you get? In all of these cases, it's not a get because she cannot meet the conditions. Rabbi Yehuda ben Teimoy me kaze get. Rabbi Yehuda ben Teimoy says that it is a get. What is a get? Klal it's a get, and the conditions don't count. Klal Rabbi Yehuda ben Teimoy. I'll give you a rule. Call tonight any condition that somebody imposes. She absolutely kaimoy b'soifa. It is impossible to fulfill. The hisna olav mitchilase and but made the tonight. You had to walk across the Yam, the Mediterranean. Ain ela kemafliga b'dvarim. It's as if you are just stamp talking, waffling, and it means nothing. But kosher. A tanai that's waffling is kosher. So the tanai doesn't count, and therefore the get is valid. That's Rabbi Yehuda. The first opinion says, no, you got to keep it tonight. You can't, so there's no get.
So therefore, then you have to include whatever method you got the first guy to give a get.
Or no get. Or you, why do you give a get?
No,
no, so she's married to him. Nothing changed. So it's a regular marriage.
Like, she's always been asking for a get.
So what? We never force a woman in a get. Only time is according to one opinion, is that Mo is alive. Okay, Vaitikimot. So we have Ichik Machlaikis here now. Says in our Mishnah, it says later on, and says the kosher avshalah the kaima b'soifa any tonight that can be fulfilled at the end. V'histna Allah b'tchilasa he made it from the beginning to noy kaim. Ha'i efshe, but it's impossible ever to meet it tonight. To noy bottle, tonight's bottle. Says the Gemara, Shema mino good raya. Allah can give you who's been tamed. Iboyil, we have a question. Hareize gitich, I'm giving you a get. I'm a nas sheteichli basa chazer. I'm giving you a get on the condition you eat treif. Now, the metzias is that you can eat it, but halacha prevents it. How do we view that? Is it the same? Is it the same as walking across? Well, it's machlekes by
Rabbah. Because you can't do it.
You could do it physically.
No.
You could do it physically, but there's your conscience doesn't allow you to do it. How do we do it? Yeah, but that's your conscience. Mao, but physically you can. Omer Abaye, he. Abaye says, "I'm Yehuda," and I say the same thing. Walk across the sea, or you can't do it. You can't do this either because Allah is Allah. Rav Amar Efshed the Achol Velakia. She Mefedish can go ahead and eat it, and they get Malkus. So she did the wrong thing, but she could eat it. So therefore, so tonight that can be done. If she wants to get, she'll have to do it, likes it or not. And the Gemara now explains.
The husband doesn't get into trouble for making such a.
So he's a bad man, but boy, but what? He don't eat the chaza. He won't be divorced. He didn't do anything. It's you decided to do it. Abaye's kvetches. Why did you, whenever you say a klal, you're coming to include new things. When Yehuda ben Tamar said klal, what did he come to include? Klal la'asuye basachazen. When he said klal, he's coming to include what else? Not only things which physically you can't walk, but even things which legally you can't do, or consciously your conscience won't let you do it. That's also included in that something can never be done, and therefore the tanai disappears, and the get is a valid get. However, Rava says, I don't use the word klal for this. Right before that, Rebuta says, kazeh get. What do you mean, kazeh this is and I want? This is a get, because the tanai physically you cannot do. But a tanai that you could do, but you don't want to do because you're not allowed to, whatever it is, then you have to meet the tanai to make the get, to validate the get. Lemute basachaze, Rashi, right in the middle of the page. Efshe the ochlo valakia, you can eat it in Malkus, lebentema gufa tanai kayim, and the tanai therefore is a valid tanai. According to Abaye, it comes to include that this is a tanai that can never be met, and therefore you don't, the tanai is forgotten. The tani klal of Yehuda ben Tamar, because they get the kamer of Yehuda ben Tamar, the mute basar chazer, to exclude basar chazer, the other kamer, because they get, this is a get, the e efshe the kaimer klal, this is a get, this is the only kind of get you can never do because you can't cross the Mediterranean. Hecha tanai bot, there's no tanai. Avo lavar al divre toide, but to go against the halacha, efshe the kaimer be e, so you can do it. Okay, it's awesome, but you could do it. And the tilke, but you could do it. So therefore, it's a tanai. If you want to get, you got to do it. Same thing. We said by Nedor, if you make Nedor on a tanai, that if I cross the Yam, whatever it is.
No, but I'm saying if it's an inyan of an Issel. You say that I'm making a Nedor somehow.
It's not chal. It's not chal. Because you already have an Issel. No, a Shavu is not chal, Nedor is chal. It's on the chayfetz.
Is it a condition like that? Is allowed to be a condition? Oh, yes, you can break the Jew so you can eat chazit, you can break Shabbos. And then the get will be done.
So he's a very mean-spirited person, knowing that his wife's a firm lady, she won't do it.
Have this opinion, how can they even say that, yes, it's okay to fulfill that condition?
They're saying it's okay, so she's stuck. She's stuck. They got to get to the husband and convince the husband.
That he's saying that should be under the heading of waffle.
It's not. Because he's obviously playing around with her and he doesn't want her to have a get. That's what he's doing. He doesn't want to give her a get and just make her. He doesn't want her to have a get. So he's okay. So she's losing him. So here's a get, but eat treif. Knowing that she'll never eat treif, won't have a get. Meishal asks a question. It says, Hareize gitech. I'm giving you a get. I'm a nas on the condition. I'm giving you a get on condition that you have intimate relation with this guy. I don't care if it's through marriage or through znus. That's the condition. This guy, if she marries the guy or she has znus with the guy, it's a valid get. Vimlav ain't a get. It's not a get. Because that's the condition he made. Because it could be done. On the condition that you don't have any relations with my father or your father, and obviously it's a good get, because we don't think for a minute that she'll be over breach that tonight, because it's awesome. She won't have relations with her father or my father. But the Ilu, if he would have said to her, I'm giving you a get on the condition that you have intimate relations with my father or with your father, like Tony doesn't mention. Why doesn't it mention? Because that isn't a valid tonight. Why is that a valid tonight? Because it's like crossing the sea. It's impossible to happen. And here it's usher. You're not allowed to, you know, live with a father or his father. Says
usher. Condition of that. You have intimate relations. He's already not keeping that
He can say whatever he wants. It's up to you to do that way or not. So of course, this proves like Abaye. Abaye said that if halacha does not allow you, it's just like crossing the Yamsuf, which is impossible. Or crossing the Mediterranean Yamsuf. Not Mekadosh, but from Mekadosh.
If he did make a tnai in Kiddushin, in order for him to Kiddush, he has to now eat Chazal?
100%. Exact same thing. According to Rav, according to Abaye, that's exact same thing. Exact same machlekes. It makes sense. It's not a tenai because you can't do it. It's awesome. Oh, but the Rav, Kasha, Rav holds, who cares if legally you can't do it? The fact is, you could do it. So the Chayda, it should be a valid tenai. Why does the Braise say it isn't? Kasha. Why does the Braise include that?
So if he made a tenai with Kiddushin, his sister, I'm marrying you, if your son, he will never inherit double. I don't want it.
It's all the same. It's always the same. In fact, this rule of klal of unitaim is not even talking about get. It's talking about money things. This Rabbi Huda ben Tamer is the same thing.
But
what?
If he's mekadosh and he says I'm mekadosh your tnai, if you have a son who is not b'chol because he's a peter bechem, he will not inherit double from me.
That's something else. That's totally different. You're saying I'm oikar halach in the Torah. You can't be masna mashkos in the Torah. This is not masna mashkos in the Torah. I'm making tonight with you. You have to do this and this. Up to you. Rashi. Shetivali. Bain business. Bain mesuyin. Ein choyshe shem nivolem. If he says that because you don't do anything wrong, we're sure if you didn't claim him. We'll tell him to let him out straight away. And I worry he'd be about to get. She can go ahead and get married. I will omalo, he said to Menashe, like Tivoli Pliny, he says, on the condition that you're not boiled to that person, ain't a get. If he says, stop, not to her father or to his father, stop, I'm divorcing you on the condition you have no intimate relations with the uncle, ain't a get, not a get. You know why? Shema Tiboloi. We are worried that maybe she will do it. Rashi makes a big chiddush in the Rishonim, a big machlokes is here. Because we learned before in the Gemara that we allow her to do things we had yesterday. That we allow her to get married straight away, and we're sure that she will fulfill the tonight. We had 5 days ago that we when it comes to money, we don't allow her to marry straight away. The yite. Then we had a machlokes in the Gemara, whether it's retroactive or whether it starts from then. But we don't trust that she'll do it. So Tosfos explains, when it comes to money matters, we're scared that she might be bankrupt. There's no guarantee she'll have the money, so you're not allowed to go ahead and marry on a smach that one day you'll fulfill the tonight. Maybe you won't be able to. But where it is like an Issa, and where it is something which is totally up to her, and the condition you don't have relations with that guy, on the condition that you have to do something that's totally up to her, then if it's a question of a Maisa that she can do, we assume she'll do it because she doesn't want to do an Aveda. Rashi goes a step further. Even when she doesn't have to do anything, according to the taste of Moshe Shoenim, when the Tanai don't do something, we trust straight away that she'll never do it. Because what do you have to do to be kind with Tanai? Nothing. Rashi's mechadish now. If you say loy livel aplani, which means what does she have to do to be kind to tonight? Nothing. Don't have a relation with the guy. We're choshish. We're worried. We're not going to let her get married. In fact, she can never get married until the guy dies. Because when the guy's alive, there's always a possibility that she will have relations. Rashi doesn't trust her, even in case she does nothing. Rashi says here, I will omla manasha loy tivoli aplani, ain't a get. Shema tivoli. Maybe she'll have dumi da manasha loy techle bezavich loylam. Don't go to your father forever.
Even if he didn't say anything.
Could, but now that he can't.
Rashi is assuming that by him saying that, he'll influence her to do it.
No, but no guarantees in life. Things can happen. And we don't want a chashash mamzeid or something like that. If it's not in the suyin, it's asma rabon. Punuyin is rabon. Yeah, the Ilga Baba Vicha should have looked on it, then never to know. I'm all have it to know. Labai, Nicham, should the day, Rabbi Udman Tame, I feel like Kaima, then it gets a get. Or Rova Kasha, the Amra, I feel Rabbi Udman Tame, and no, Rav is going to answer that living with my father, your father, is very different than eating chazer. Why? It's totally up to her whether she eats the flesh. So therefore, she could be mekayimah tonight. She could go ahead and eat the chazer, and she'll get malkut, but she could do it. So therefore, it's a valid tonight, and if you want to get to be active, she has to fulfill it tonight. However, Plony Nami, if he says, I want you to marry that person over there, also it's up to her, how's it up to her, Luchayda? She can give the guy enough money to make it to his interest to marry this woman because he'll take care of her forever. Living with her father or his father, which is also in the Taita, how in the world is she going to be able to live with them? She's totally not up to her. So that kind of Tanai can never happen, and therefore I'm a Maida to Abai in this case. It's not a real Tanai, and therefore the get is valid. She's ready to do Nisa because she wants to be a free woman. But why would what interest is it in the father to be an Aveda? The word klal comes la'asuye abba avicha. The word klal comes to include in the case of abba avicha also, even though it's isa, but this kind of isa, since you have no control of being over it, it's waffle, and therefore the get is valid. Cause when Ben Tevi said this is a get, but this is a waffle, but this other case not waffle, the muti basa chaze not waffle, you can eat the chaze if you want to. La baye, klal la suya basa chazes. What the klal is coming to include basa chazes. The basa chazes waffle because since hape halachin alar eat it, it's no different than crossing the ya'am ha'godl, and therefore it's not a tanai and the get is valid. And kazeh lemute ploini. And kazeh comes to maya, the case we said on the condition that you must marry that person or boil that person, then it's up to her. She can mishach the guy. That's a tanai. If she doesn't marry that person, it's not a get. Tell me what I Mace, I'll ask you a question. The last question now, Rav. Akasha, I'm on a bayah. Mace, hareze gitach. Here is a get. Amenaz shetechli basa chazer. Here is a get on the condition that you eat chazer. If she was a Yisrael, you give her a get, a menash, a treichli truma, on the condition you eat truma, which is also to eat truma and you chayiv misa, actually. So, yeah, these are the conditions that he gave her. And if she happens to be a nazir, amenas shetishti yain, on the condition that you drink wine, these are tanoim lechera which are impossible for her to keep. Yet, because of the isa. Yet it says niskayim atanaya reze get vim lavin get. Clear that. Too much while now. It gives her 30 days to do whatever. He's doing it while she's nazir. So these are cases where the only thing that's holding her back is isur. And we say clear, it's a regular tonight. Keep it, you get to get. You don't keep it, you fill it, you don't get to get. It's like, exactly like Rava. But according to Baye, these are not valid to know. According to Baye, there's an isur imposed on it. There's no difference. Then practically, you can't do it. It's waffle. It's lia Rava Nicha. Obla Baye, Kasha, Baye. It's a problem. Omloch Abaye will say to you, Mi Sovre Divri Hakuli. So Abaye says, you think that this Braise goes with everybody, Habmani Rabbanani. Remember that Yud Metema argues the Rabbanan. So what's the big deal? This Braise is authored by the Rabbanan who say that any kind of a Tanai, even a Tanai, I'm crossing the Mediterranean, is the get will not be valid until you walk across the Mediterranean. That's what Rabbanan holds. It's the same thing. Says Gemara, the tape clay. This is a question that you raised before. But why don't I raise the issue? The masna mashakar potato here is he making tanoim. The potato says another cannot drink wine, and he's forcing her to drink wine. Potato says that Yisrael cannot eat truma, and he's forcing her to eat truma. Or chazer. Why are these all considered that he's masna mashakar potato? And the din is if you make a tanai against a potato, tanai bottle. That's why that should be grounds. But according to Abaye, why does Abaye say you have to stick to the Tanai? Luchayda, why isn't this considered a masna masha kosher potato? Omar of Ad Bred Avika, what are you talking about? Ki amrinin masna abasha kosher potato. When do we say that when you make a kiddush potato Tanai bottle? The classical example is going. He marries a woman. The Tanai says we learn in the beginning of Mishpatim. We learn a different shivcha from Am Ivriya. That what are the responsibilities and duties from a husband to a wife? She'eira and ksusa v'ainasa, right? Let's take care of the food and clothing and tashmish. These are the three things. And if he says, I'm marrying on the condition I don't have to feed you, on the condition we have no relation and all that, you're master kosher. Why? The who ka'akar, he, the guy who's making the tanai, he is the one who is saying, I'm contracting out of what the tanai says I have to do. That's against the tanai. Abul Hocha e Kaker. Here he's giving the get, I'm making the conditions. If you decide you're chazer, you're the one who's chazer, not me. So how am I master much going to
tell you?
Call me what you want. I'm a Russia, but I'm not a master much going to tell you. Maskel or Ravina. Ravina says, I understand your chiluk. Your hair splitting here. Klum ka akra I elakir mitzray yidei. He's the one who put these tanaim in place. The only reason why she's in chazad because of him. So he's the one ultimately who's making these conditions. What do you mean? He's innocent. He's the one, he's a masna. What's a chiluk if he has to be himself over it, or he forces someone else to be over on the time that he made? Why is that not masna? I'm making a condition. Ishtaka diyukok, it's as if he's doing it himself. El Ravina, Ravina says, I'll tell you the difference. Ki amrin masna masha kovdet and I bottle, ki goin she'eduk, susan of the vada ka'okar. He's giving her a kedushin, and he's telling her that we're not going to live together as a husband and wife. Lucy, he's definitely oikir the Torah. Over here, he's giving her a get, and he's saying, yeah, the only way to get valid chazer, don't eat chazer, and you won't have a get. You don't have to eat chazer. Avol hocha mikama lo lesagid lo ochel. Did he say, you have to eat? Lo yiseichel, but lo yistigarish. You're still my wife, it's up to you. You want to get the boss? I'm happy to stay together. You want to get the boss? Eat chazer, will be the boss. So, I'm not forcing you to eat. That's the difference. Rashi. Rashi, two lines at the top. But they believe he's not midav shalat kaim b'isa can do this. Miu tonight hecha have a hakin to be tonight have the mass. I'm just going to tell you the kaim not tonight bought tonight's bottle. The vaday kaka in the case of marriage had a mosalok kedushin. He gave a kedushin by the he ishtoy lischay b'kul. The moment he gave kedushin, there's his wife. She's his wife. He asked me I'm a nashal lischay. He said I'm giving you a kedushin. I don't have to feed you. Have leiker. The gemara bite. In the Mishnah it says, according to Rabbanon, he says he gave her a get on the condition that you can marry anybody except Shmer. So the Rabbanon say it's not a valid get. So what does she do now? So the Rabbanon says in the Mishnah, what? He's a ketzed yasa yitlena himena. You take the get from her and you give it back. Man Tana, who is the author? Who's the one that says you take the get and give it to her a second time? It doesn't say a name. Omar Chizkiah said, Rab Shimon ben Elazar. Chizkiah said, that is Rab Shimon ben Elazar. Rab Shimon Elazar. That we learned before, that if you gave her a shtar chayv and you said to her that this is a shtar chayv, turned out to be it was a get. We had a machlekes. What happens then? One opinion says it's all right because the edim know what it is, and he was embarrassed to tell her what it is. And the other one says no, you have to tell her b'shas ma'isa that it's a get. So what do? You take it back and you give it to her again. That person, Rabbi Lozer, Shimon Lozer, who said you take it back and give it to her again, is the same one that says here that says take it back and give it to her again. The Tanya Melos Raymond, Achi Yitlena Himena, take it back, the years of Yitlena, give it back, the Yemelahe Gitach, and you got to tell her openly, this is a get. Don't tell her it's a contractual loan or something. Tell her it's a get. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Afilu Teimer Rebbe, even Rebbe, you said that it's all right, you can just tell her afterwards, don't take it back. Dilchoin Amar, you guys in Bubble say, Shiny Hocha, here is different. You know why it's different? Even Rebbe said over there, you don't have to give it back. When he gave it to her a proper get, he just didn't say the right things. He just had to fix up the saying later. It's different than this case over here, where you gave her a get with a problem. You said that Harei Mutez Chaladim Chutzmeza. Here, when you gave her the get, was a problem. Shiny Hocha, the Kenosa Liposa by the Kuna. Over here, the get already was partially. Over here, the get was a partial get. What do you mean, Rashi? You guys, Rav Kahana, who's you guys? Rav Kahana, Shahoya Mishalachem. Even though Rav Kahana's name is not even mentioned here, but if you remember the end of Baba Kama, the whole story, beautiful story, we'll see. If you miss that, Rav Kahana left Bubble, came to Israel, and Rabbi Yechanan, you know, killed him, and the whole story there. And at the end, Rabbi Yechon made him back alive again. Rav Kahana turned out to be smarter than Rabbi Yechon, and all the questions Rabbi Yechon had, he went to Rav Kahana to ask him. He killed somebody in Bubble. Yeah. So he said, "Dulchanama, you guys say Rav Kahana shoy mishalchem the Bubble shalol etzrael luma luntaydem mit Rabbi Yechon and get him in a good basi." Bishol men a habit vari. Rabbi Yechon asked him many questions. All of come Rabbi Yechon the chaduch dulchanama. Whatever says the shas, he had kedusha on the place. He says, "Dulchan, you guys Rav Kahana." Tatis agrees because the Chizkiah was Rabbi Yechon's Rebbe, and Chizkiah was far greater than Rav Kahana. Why in the world would the Chizkiah say something and Rabbi Yechon would? And not only that, it must be that Rav Kahana wasn't even at Yisrael at the time when Chizkiah was around. Because otherwise, Rav Kahana would have gone to Chizkiah. Kahana wanted to learn this with the smartest guy in Eretz Yisrael. He went to Rabbi Yechon. If Chizkiah was around, he would have gone to Chizkiah. So how did Rav Kahana get into the scene? So Tezik concludes that Rav Kahana came twice to Eretz Yisrael. One's with Chesed Laim and one afterwards. And that story about Baba Kama is afterwards. Anyway, Shiny Hacha, Mishum Hachi, Tzar Lazlitz. You know why we got to take it? The Kanotze, Basidic, Kamaisa. When you gave it to her, said the Chutz, something happened. The Pasla Kuni, even though she's not a free woman yet, because according to Chamin, you cannot give a get. That only releases it partially, but she's also to a Koyin. Because it says, Vishilcha, it says there by a get. If you gave her a get, Vishilcha, No. That, by a coin, it says that isha grusha mi isha. If a woman is divorced even from one man, is a coin not allowed to marry her. So we learn from there that even if she's only mutter to one man, a coin is not allowed to marry her. So even though the Chama say that she's not mutter to marry anybody else, but she's also to a coin already. So something happened with his get. So the get was in the get already. Something happened with his get, and because something already happened with his get, it is effective that it was also to the coin. We need now to take it back and make it work properly. Over there, nothing happened to get this. You can just say a few words. But this was, yeah, well.
Did you say a minute ago he disagreed with his grandfather? Or how could he disagree with his grandfather?
No, his teacher.
Well, in a way, Rabbeinu Tam disagreed with his grandfather about the order of tomb.
True. No. Thinking of Kahana, if Chizk was alive, Rabbi Yochanan would talk to his teacher, not to some student. Hilchach, he loved the hard to struggle him, and it wouldn't take him. Hanya Amida wouldn't help. She already was zoiche that this get, Amanas, with the first tonight. Let's go back to the Gemara. If you wrote inside the get that chutz and all that, Amar Absafra, that you what you learn. Dafk, if you wrote inside the get, Hare at muteres lechol adam chutz. Listen, this guy, there's nothing you can do to fix up the get. You can't erase those words. You can't erase the get. You got to give her a new get. But if you give her a proper get, you just said a few words, then you just cancel what you said and give her, and that's all right. So anyway, pshit, kosher tanan. What do you say? It says in the Mishnah, kosher b'teiche. So what do you mean with die kosher b'teiche? Obviously, it's only possible if you wrote and you can't erase it. No, but even if he didn't write it, just said it in front of Adim, and then he says, "I change my mind. It's all right to get." That's good enough. It's only when you write it you can't erase. Obviously, it says on the Mishnah. Nay, Maud, I would have thought, Hani mili la'achara teiref. I would have thought. That if you wrote it inside, it's not possible. After you wrote the main get, the title of the get, the name and everything else, then you said, you know what, let's add an addendum. Let's make this tonight. That unless, you know, she doesn't marry that guy or something like that. Since the main get was written properly, I would have thought that maybe it's all right. I would have thought, when do we say that after? I would have thought, if you wrote it down anywhere in the get, it's no good. It's talking about after the Taitif. But if you said it, then it's all right. But if you said it before you wrote it, before you wrote down the names, you're middle writing the get, you say to the agent who's standing there, by the way, I don't want my wife to marry that and that person, or I only want to marry this person, then maybe the get is possible, even if you said Alpeh, because you said it before you had a chance to write the names down. I feel a penami possible. Kamashal, that's not so. Because as if when the Sefer wrote the get, he wrote the get with the names, thinking that the only person that she's allowed to be married, it's a marry, is Shmedel, the only person that she's not allowed to marry, this person. But Rava says, Lo yishanu elachatev. Rava says, Taki, you're right. I hold that, you know, when there's a difference, I'll pair or written down. El alachat ha'tayif. I will lift that tayif. Itake told the Edim and the Sefer before he wrote the name down on the get that you should know that I'm only releasing my wife to marry Shmedel, or she's going to marry anybody except Shmedel. Then I feel a penami possible. Then even though you didn't write it down, it's possible. What's the machlek is here? But all the Rava Tamei, Dama Rava Lahanan Dekasigiti, Rava told these people writing again, Shatku Shtuke Lebal, don't allow the husband to open his mouth at all to make any tonight or anything else. Add the Kasvid Letay the Gita, make sure you write the Tay of the Get, then let the husband speak. Because if he speaks afterward, whatever he says, he can always change his mind. If he speaks before, the whole Get is Kalah, the whole Get is possible if he says something wrong. Talmud, we learn, call hat to know in place of the get. Rebbe says, any Tanai that you write inside the get is possible. We don't want Tanai written inside the get. You can say Baal Peh, but not in the get. So Susi or Achleik says, V'chachom say, kol she poisel al peh, poisel b'ksav. Any kind of a Tanai that passes al peh, like he says, chutz. Then if you write it, sorry? We don't know yet about Tanai. But kol she einu poisel b'ksav, you say, give it $200. I'm giving you a get, give it $200. That's a valid Tanai. You're allowed to write that in the get as well. Einu poisel. If you tell her this get is valid and you can marry anybody you want except one person, which is apostle, then b'ksav is also apostle. If you write it down, it's apostle. But I'm a nas. If you say I'm a nas, Remember before that Amanas is not does not even if you say Amanas you don't marry that you don't marry Reuben, you're allowed to do that and you're allowed to write that in the get as well. Ain't no poison mixer. Oh, but Rab Zayda, now this is what you said, Yavi. Rab Zayda says Machleik is this whole Machleik is whether you're allowed to write it into the get or not is lifnei hatoydif is before the toydif. The Rebbe, Soiv, Rebbe, holding now, let her write down any Tanoim, because Gazinim, we are worried, Almanas, or the Chutz. If we're going to allow him to write Tanoim, next time he'll write Chutz, and Chutz is a disaster. Rabbanah, Savri, Loi, Gazinim, Almanas, or the Chutz, and Goyse. Avol, Acher, the Teideh, but after the Teideh, Divri, Hakol, Kosher, you're allowed to write whatever you want after the Teideh, because you can write whatever you want. Umas, Nisim, Diktonu, Kosvu, Vukim, the Bechutz. And I, the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to write inside the get. That's talking about not writing it tonight. It's talking about you wrote b'chutz. Avol amanas lepasul, but amanas does not pasul. There you wrote b'chutz. When you write b'chutz, I don't care what you write. B'chutz is possible. But amanas, talking about after the Torah. Iboy seima, or I can say, lifnei ha-Torah v'rabbanan. Actually, just continue tomorrow.
Okay.